All right, I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast here at WFRE.com. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. You can email me, Tom, at WFRE.com if you have any questions, because this is our weekly podcast. And you know, maybe before summer's over, we're going to celebrate our 50th podcast. I think we're right at about 35, 36. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. You know, this time passes. I enjoy, you know, doing the show with you. Hopefully our listeners are enjoying it too. And, you know, they get to ask whatever questions. We get to answer whatever they have. And again, just to inform the listeners of any real estate stuff they want to know.
And if we do reach 50, that means cake, balloons, champagne, celebration for our podcast.
That sounds good to me.
Hey, a lot of people, they ask me throughout the years, Jay real? Do you really know Jay? Well, here you are at the party in the park, front and center with the whole WFRE gang.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've gotten so entrenched with the station. I mean, it's like we're part of the family. I mean, it really is. And, you know, even our employees, our agents feel, they're like, wow, we're really connected. We love everybody. I mean, our little one was out with Diana, you know, helping cool people off, giving out ice packs.
Yes.
You know,
did your mother have a good time? I didn't have a chance to spend much time and talk to him because it was such a wild day.
Oh, yeah, she did. And, you know, some of our other, Amy on our team, her mom was there. You know, like I said, it's a great event. We love it. You know, our next big one, I guess, is In the Street.
Streets right around the corner. We have the Patty Pilatus Fund Family Phenomenon coming up. You're a supporter of that cause.
Yes.
As well as Christmas Cash for Kids. Man, you are all over everything. Angel of the Hour at the St. Jude Radiothon. We are family.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we're blessed to be part of this station and, you know, love the relationships we have and love the listeners. It's always fun.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question that you told me to ask you, so I'm not going to say right off the bat. I thought about this, Jay. If people tried to sell their house or property a couple of years ago, the value just wasn't there. It just didn't look like it was going to work out for them. Has anything changed from then?
Absolutely. We are finding even people that we worked with, you know, where the numbers didn't make sense 2 years ago, we've been reaching out to those clients of ours and saying, hey, now's the time to test the market. Now's the time to get your house sold. Whether it's, you know, we've seen this happen in Carroll County, Frederick County, Washington County. So if you had your home on the market with no success, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, just reach out to us. It doesn't mean we're going to put the house on the market. You don't need to be afraid. We're not going to quick jump in there and say, sign this. We're going to sell your house. We'll give you a true assessment of if we think the numbers are where they need to be for you to make a decision that you want to make that move. I mean, it's crazy. One of our, someone we're working with recently, again, I talk to you about this all the time with our coming soon marketing. We had a home in Westminster. Didn't get it sold because values. You know, we talked to the person 2 years ago. We put it on the market and we told them, hey, here's the deal. You know, we're really pushing the numbers. I don't know if it's going to be even doable. You know, if you're willing to take the risk, we'll work out something with you on this. It didn't happen. We contacted them, let them know, hey, the numbers are here. We can make it happen. Put the sign in the yard, started doing the pre-marketing. Didn't even get to go live in the system. Within 1 day of our pre-marketing, we had that thing under contract, full price, and actually sold it for more than what it was listed for that didn't sell for 2 years ago.
You're going to have to answer a question for a layperson. When you say a couple of years ago the numbers weren't working, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean the home wasn't getting the value or the home was going to be too expensive for a buyer?
Yeah, it was. Well, ultimately, and what I mean by that is, you know, we talk with people and they owe a certain amount of money. And in order to move, they have to be able to at least break even.
I see. I understand.
And, you know, a lot of people were in a situation where they couldn't break even or, you know, they needed a little bit of money or whatever the situation was. You know, like, I don't have 10 grand to bring to the table to sell my house, or I need 15,000 from the sale to be able to buy something else.
I see.
So
things are a little more fluid right now. You can work this out for anybody who wasn't having success a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. Like I said, don't be afraid. Reach out to us. You'll, you know, get put in touch with either Christina or Amy, you know, one of our listing specialists. They'll be able to explain everything to you. See if the numbers make sense. If they make sense, then we get things cranking into gear, get your home on the market, get it sold, and help you get to the next stage of your life.
And so what has changed exactly?
The value, well, you know, the market has shifted. You know, interest rates are still amazing. The fear of buying has sort of slowed down where, you know, before the election and the uncertainty of what's happening in the world impacted things. And now, you know, there's a lower amount of inventory still. We're still seeing not enough homes. for the buyers that are out there.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, when Jay and I do these podcasts, sometimes my eyes just glaze over. I'm thinking, what is going on? That's why you need to call Jay, because this can be so complicated. We've met lenders. We've met a lot of people here with Jay and his podcast. You need to have a pro. Don't go with a rookie. Go with a veteran who has seen everything in the business.
Oh, I'll tell you. I mean, and that's the thing. We've talked about this before. It doesn't matter how many years you've been in the business. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is how many transactions have you went through? How many families have you helped? Because that's where you get the experience. You know, and, you know, last year, our numbers just came out. We helped 595 families just last year. So when you have that quantity of closings and sales, you run into almost every possible hiccup, every situation, and you find a way to get a resolution. I mean, for example, you know, I went and grabbed you the 4th to introduce you to Goldie. Goldie was...
Yes, I've been telling Goldie's story just this week.
Yeah, and, you know, she inherited her house from her mom passed away, and they had a reverse mortgage. What that means is basically the person's living in the house, doesn't pay a mortgage, but it's gaining debt every day. So every day that passes, the house is worth less and less. And when you have a reverse mortgage and someone passes away, like her situation, I had to call the bank. I had to get permission from the bank to sell the home, and they only gave us 60 days to get it sold, or they would have made no money, nothing at all. When she met with me, she goes, Jay, if I could break even and just not have to worry about this house, that would be great. She walked away with quite a bit of money after selling that. She was ecstatic. And we got multiple offers. We sold it. We sold it as is. And then actually the funny thing is, because it was more of an estate type situation, there was a lot of stuff in the house. There were things that needed to be gotten rid of. And, you know, she didn't have the capacity to do that. I reached out to your buddy, Dave Conrad.
Yes.
He reached out to the listeners here. Somebody contacted me and we got one of the listeners out to go clean the house out. They got paid for a job, and we helped. You know, it was a WFRE listener that called in. A WFRE listener helped get the house cleaned out so that we could get this thing sold.
Man, we are a family. We know too much about one another. Let's avoid family fights, and we'll be together forever and ever and ever so we can have Thanksgiving dinner with no family fights. You got a home of the week?
Yes, I do. This home of the week is a very unique house. It's in Hanover, Pennsylvania, 251 Frederick Avenue. If you want to own a part of history, if you've seen Victorian-style homes and think they're absolutely gorgeous, this one will blow you away. I mean, this home was actually commissioned back in 1891. We have all the details about it. It's listed at only $375,000. Again, the address is 251 Frederick Street, Hanover, Pennsylvania. Gorgeous, historic, Victorian. Check out WFRE.com. Go to our real estate podcast. You'll be able to see photos, tours, floor plans. It's absolutely stunning. And again, gives you a chance to own a piece of history in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for sponsoring our headliner, Parmalee, at the Party in the Park. It was a blast. I saw those J.D. Frisbees flying all over Baker Park that day.
Yeah, they were a blast. Yeah, people, they were a hit. It was between the dogs, and I even saw people using them as plates to hold their food.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J.D.
With our Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Podcast. Tell your friends about it. Thank you for listening.